Marty Griffin, I wanted to introduce one of the best attorneys in the country. He's taken on a significant number of cases of abuse cases in the Catholic Church over the years, and it has affected his friendships and relationships, and he did it and created a lot of change and opened a lot of eyes and has to be floored by this grand jury report, or he isn't. He may have seen this coming. I wanted to talk to him. Alan Pear, good morning, Alan.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, sir. A couple of issues here that are astounding to me, but not to you, I wouldn't imagine. First of all, this Cardinal McCarrick, it boggles the mind that he fell up. So Catholics, concerned Catholics for 20 years, put together evidence that he molested boys, yet he became a bishop, then he became a cardinal. Catholics even flew to Rome and begged folks at the Vatican to expose this man and get rid of him, and they didn't. How does that happen, sir, in this culture?
Well, this is the history of this whole abuse scandal that has gone on for decades now with the same pattern, unfortunately, of cover up in the sense that for a long time they thought, well, this isn't a sickness with these. Some of these pedophile priests, this is just a moral issue, or they questioned the credibility of the accusers, or so many other reasons that just kept it concealed, put it in the secret archives that the church has maintained. I mean, there's so many reasons, but this has been up until, you know, more recent years, when things are now coming to light, it's been hidden.
So Alan, the Attorney General Shapiro, who I love, the guy is so aggressive, he puts together an 860-page report. He exposes 300 pedophile priests who are now trying to protect their names from being released. And guess what people do, Alan? They go after him, calling him a bad Jew, and he shouldn't be doing this investigation because he's Jewish. You've seen this yourself in your own life. You've lost relationships over your protecting and helping folks that were molested by priests, haven't you?
Absolutely. I have good friends that to this day won't talk to me because I represented these children, basically, who were abused by priests and wanted to hold the diocese responsible for what they've done to these victims. And there's I still have friends that just said, how dare you do this? And I've lost friendships, but I just feel this is my calling, in a sense that, you know, I represent victims. And every other area of society, if people allow people to victimize people, those companies, those corporations should be held liable. And for some reason, the church has endured some special privilege behind the statute of limitations and other things that have allowed them to get away with it.
Hey, so this grand jury report, 300 names, Alan? Does that even floor you?
No,
really?
Because, you know, we had, I think it was 90 in Johnstown, Altoona Johnstown Diocese. They did a grand jury report that came out, and we're actually representing some of those victims now trying to change the law. And the basis is that the case is not so much against the priest that did it. The case is against the church for concealing this, allowing this person to repeatedly violate and abuse children, and that could not have been discovered until now, but a grand jury. How would you expect a victim to know that the church was concealing this information or was not, you know, you wouldn't know it. So we're asking the court to allow a jury to decide whether or not it is reasonable to extend the statute of limitations, because this is information that nobody would have.
Hey, and it continues. You had a priest pled guilty Greensburg this morning, sexually assaulted a 10-year-old boy, 1992, and he's now in his 30s, Alan, and he says it destroyed his life. This has destroyed so many lives, and without significant reform, I believe it will destroy the Catholic Church. And here's what I always get. Well, this happens in a lot of other organizations, too. I don't particularly care. I don't.
Right. Right.
Evil
right.
is evil. Right. Evil is evil, Alan. And why would anybody allow these priests in this grand jury report to protect their own names? Why, sir? Why?
I can't comment on the... maybe they set up to 24 priests or ex-priests are challenging the report, and I really can't. I can't comment. All I can say is that the grand jury, hears evidence. They don't just come up with their conclusions out of thin blue air. They hear evidence, and this is what they found. And under the law, the priests that are saying, "Well, it's not credible," or "I didn't do it," they have a right to file a rebuttal. They can file a rebuttal that is attached to the grand jury report saying this isn't true, I never abused anybody, or whatever they're going to say. And that, in my opinion, that does give them some protection. But to challenge the idea that the grand jury is, coming up with these conclusions without evidence, I don't believe. There had to be evidence that they heard to come up with the conclusion that there were 300 priests involved.
Amazing. Hey, there are some dioceses that I think have done much better than most. Erie, I think, has been more forthcoming, wouldn't you say, by producing names? Right.
Now, I think, I just feel there's so much coming together right now with the grand jury report. There's legislation to, relax the statute of limitations or create a 1-year moratorium like they did in California. Anybody that's been abused can bring a case for 1 year. There's legislation, there's things in the court. I think that this may open the door to some larger compensation scheme and some larger reforms, once we get this out there. Everything seems to be coming together that it's time for the Catholic Church to try to help some of these victims and, correct. I know they've gone a lot of way towards reforming and no tolerance policy, but what are you going to do for the people whose lives have been ruined? That's my focus.
Yes. Alan Pear, it's always a pleasure, my man.
Thanks, Marty. Take care. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
He's a great man. All right. Hang in there, folks. I'll grab you after the break.